would like to finally get out there and get a full workout in with his team?
It feels great, man. You know, it's what I've been working for since I got here. So it feels great to finally get out there with the, you know, all the veterans, man. It was a great first day, a great first start.
I know the expectation had always been that you would be ready by today. Was it a relief that you were ready to go and be able to be out there like you always expected?
Yeah, you know, that was our goal with the training staff and the coaching staff. They did a great job of watching the reps I took and working during this summer. And so that was my goal. And, you know, I'm just happy to be able to go out there with the guys.
It was a long gap, obviously, between when you practiced and played to now. I mean,
right.
Now that you've completed it, what was that experience like? That serious injury to work yourself all the way back? And did you really enjoy these practices after being such a long break?
What practices? You
just,
see that?
Yeah, just that, like, you're able to practice after such a long time. Did you really enjoy it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is what I've been doing my whole life. You know, just having football being taken away from me, you know, it makes me appreciate the game a lot more. You know, so, you know, I'll get frustrated doing OTAs, watching the guys out there, not being able to go out there and compete with them. So, you know, I'm just happy and blessed to be able to come back out on the field.
What role would you like to play on this team?
I'm just doing my job. That's it. You know, Coach Jack do make a big emphasis on that. That's one of the things he tell me, you know, just don't try to do too much. Just come in, just listen to the veterans. You know, those guys been there, they know what they're doing. So just come in and do my job, that's it.
How does having a guy like Reggie back there with you, help that?
Man, it helps a lot because, you know, he's been in the league for a long time, been playing at a high level. So, you know, just watching him, just playing for him and knowing that he's right next to me give me a lot more confidence, you know. It eliminates a lot of mistakes on my part as well, just because he knows what he's doing. So just watching him, so it helps a lot.
Is he talking to you a lot out there?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's one big thing Coach Norton emphasized on, and Coach Emrop, and his communication. So I think we've been doing a good job since pre-camp of communicating and getting that feeling for each other.
During this time that you haven't been able to be on the practice field, have you leaned on guys like Reggie and some of the other veterans to get you through it?
Yeah, most definitely. Reggie, you know, he's been here with me since pre-camp. You know, we was out here rehabbing together all summer. So, you know, having him out there helping me, it definitely helped the transition a lot these first couple of days.
Have you felt up to speed during these practices, or is your head spinning some?
No, I think I'm good. You know, yeah. I think the coach is doing a great job explaining defense to me. You know, I think I'm getting it down. I took advantage of this this offseason, getting in the playbook. So, you know, I think I'm up to speed and I'm ready to go. So now I'm just about coming in and just doing my job.
Where were you when you received your call?
I was in Haiti with my family. Yeah, so it's one of those days you never forget, man.
I think you're the first player that's ever been drafted that was outside of the country.
Emma.
So what made you want to receive the call there, and how did you do it?
It was just something I wanted, always thought about doing. You know, I thought about going to Chicago and stuff like that, but, you know, I just don't think anything could compete against being with your family. You know, that's where I was born. Still have a lot of family there, and I just thought it would be special to be able to go back there and share it with them and just share some light into my country.
You have a reputation of playing aggressively, a chip on your shoulder. Where is that motivation coming from? Why do you play like a player that always has a chip on your shoulder?
Just always felt like I was the underdog, you know, from high school. Everything I always felt like, people always thought I wasn't good enough. So I always felt like I had something to prove. Always played with that chip on my shoulder.
At the risk of getting ahead of anyone, Ryan Dawkins was asked the other day if there was anybody in the game that reminded him of himself, and he said you.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to hear a guy like that say that?
I didn't hear that. I mean, that's the first time I'm hearing that, but, I mean, that means a lot. That's one of the guys I looked up to. You know, when I first started playing the game, used to watch his YouTube highlights all the time, sitting for computers for hours just watching his highlights, man. So that means a lot coming from him, man. He's one of the greatest to ever play the game.
Do you want to come in here and start week one?
Of course. I mean, that's been my goal since I got here. So right now I'm just taking it one day at a time, taking all the coaching I can, and just trying to get better every day.
What does it mean for you to be an Oakland Raider now that all the draft is over and we're in training camp right now? and you're healthy and you're back on the field. What does it mean for you to suit up in the silver and black, especially in front of the alumni that's here today?
It means the world to me, man. I don't think it'll be anywhere else I'd rather be. You know, you guys see the potential this team has, and we're definitely on the rise. So, you know, like Coach Jack said, return to greatness, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. Just happy to come out here and compete with the guys, man.